B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Fun of him all you want.
This is a jam.
He's a grip that steering wheel and just drive. Just put that baby in fourth gear.
617-779-0985. Let's go to the phone. Steve is in the car. What's up,
Corvette
Steve?
Song.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve.
Hi. You just want to say you guys have the best talk show out there.
I agree.
You guys blow everyone else out of the water. Thank
Very
you.
Kind of you, Steve.
Very nice
Thank
of you.
You.
Thank you.
Getting back to the play that you were just talking about before the headlines. First down on that play, they have the ball on our 35-yard line. They commit a penalty, and Bill declines it. Can you please explain to me, like I'm a four-year-old, why he would decline that on first down?
Play?
At what point in the game was this?
That same play where Jones broke up the touchdown pass. They went right back to it, okay? They scored, okay? They're on the 35-yard line. On the first down of that play, they committed a penalty.
It was a ineligible downfield pass on that first and 10 at the 35.
Why would he decline? It's first down. They're on our 35-yard line. Why would he decline it?
Because he wanted
to make it second
down.
And 10.
He wanted it to be second down instead of first down again.
Okay, but that would have backed him up. It took him, at least taken him out of field goal range. I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, if your defense makes a play and you prevent them from gaining any yardage and have first down, that's pretty normal to decline it. Not a problem with that one.
Yeah, I don't have a major issue with that.
I have more of a problem of accepting the penalty and forcing a 38-yard PAT, you know.
So you'd rad. So it would have been what, first and 15 at the 40?
Yeah.
Is where they would have been?
Whatever it was, yeah.
Yeah. So you're giving him another fourth down. You're giving him another first down.
Flush him out, he rolled left.
Given the way that they had moved the ball, including the third and 7 conversion on that drive, 20-yard pickup to Stills, I don't hate that. I don't hate that they declined the penalty and took the down.
So obviously,
we made a play. Let's keep going.
You're kind of down, Jamie Collins. You've got Bentley. You've got Roberts out there running around in coverage. You're into what you said. You know, zone coverage there where Stills wide ass open in the middle. They're hitting you on a couple. You're reeling.
That's still a 51-yard field goal from where they were.
That's no gimme.
Not a gimme.
You know, you get off on first down, you make a play, okay. Let's help them out a little bit. Let's decline. Let's put it second down.
Right.
Now they get two downs to pick it up.
Matt's in Lowell. Hey, Matt.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey there, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
So when are we going to start talking about this offense going on? We're talking about defense all the time and everything else, but when it comes down to it, the offense and how do we fix this? I mean, you saw last night, Brady, I think it was Jacoby Myers on the right side. He's the outside receiver. Brady's running away from downfield. He throws it. He just stops and kind of runs towards the sideline. But isn't it a rule of thumb that when you got the outside receiver and everybody else is covered up, you take off anyway?
Well, normal rules on a scramble drill. Whatever side the quarterback is flush to, that nearest receiver, you go. And everybody else, you know, then it's layered, left to right. Shortest guy comes across. Deepest guy comes across at another level. So you're running a clear out there. Jacoby said, hey, I thought I could stick him up, try and push him up, and try and come back and help Tom. A little confusion there on the young kid's part. I mean, they practice scramble drill on Fridays. Nearest guy, you go. If I roll left, if you're the guy on the sideline to the left, you go. Everybody else drags across, fill in the spaces. Just trying to make a play there.
And in where he was on the field, he should have kept going.
Should have gone down sideline, yeah. Turn up and go. Clear. You clear, because we're coming with everybody else, left to right. Yeah.
Brady even motioned him. Started waving at him
up
on the field. Like, go! Go!
But that's, like, to your point, like, that's a football player. You gotta understand that. You got to know that.
And that's why Brady looks at it like we're wasting a play here. You're giving us no shot. You got to know this stuff.
That's institutional knowledge.
We're
that's
just wasting a play.
That's been going on here for 30 years.
Because you don't know where you're supposed to be.
Right.
Because now the play has no shot. Because it already rolled to the right, and that's all he's got left. That's all he's got.
Some guys are just athletically.
So it's either that or chuck it away.
Yeah. You can make a play. You can break someone's ankles because you're fast or you're quicker. But he's not one of those fast guys. He's a possession type guy. He's got to know to go.
Axel's in Newport today. Axel.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey.
All right, my thing is watching these games, it's almost like you're watching the preseason. The personnel matchups and everything, they're just not what Belichick really has in the bag. The defense was doing all weird things yesterday. I'm not buying it. I think they got a lot more to offer.
Really? You do?
Yeah.
Like, in what way? Tell me how you think they've got a lot more to offer.
Just like Brady kept dropping back, throwing away balls. It's like he's almost like studying these defenses in the game.
But you think
getting ready for it? We lost the battle, but the war still goes on. You know what I'm saying?
So you think these receivers are sort of saving it?
Yeah, I feel like it's like these games are just a bunch of reconnaissance. You know, they're just trying to figure out the schemes and everything and how to get around them. We're 10-2 right now, guys.
It's like, I think you want to lose going into KC week because you got them here, and you know how dangerous they are. That I'd regress and go from the 1 to 3.
I mean,
because I'd like to play Kansas City early in the playoffs. You know, that's ideal for me. And then I think you know it's really fun to go on a road and play a night game that Saturday night one down in Baltimore for the AFC title.
Like, could Sanu be a lot better than what he's done?
That's a path of least resistance for me.
Hold on, though, but let's try and pull something real. Yeah, the receivers are playing possum.
Right. Yeah.
No, but let's be serious. Sanu, he could be a lot better than what he's been to this point. That guy is not. He's not having his best games here so far. He was a much better player in Atlanta.
I mean, the targets are there.
10 catches in the Baltimore game.
You're asking him all of a sudden. You're asking him all of a sudden to become your number two. Let's not forget the 49ers went after him too. They wanted him too. It's almost like they had to settle on Manny Sanders, right?
We thought Emmanuel Sanders was hurt, but apparently that was all bullcrap because he hasn't shown any signs of that knee being a problem since he got there.
Yeah, then you get hurt because of a punt return, right? That's what he got hurt on, punt return. He got rolled up, right?
Yeah, and I think that John Elway in Denver was
that. No, I'm talking about Sanu here.
I know.
Yeah. So now you go in a tub, you miss a game. You're not cutting sharp on it.
I'll give him that. Sanu can be better.
Yeah. I do agree with that. Yeah.
N'Keal Harry?
Brady expects him to be better.
I'm not expecting
I would have higher expectations for Sanu than Harry.
I'm not expecting a huge change with N'Keal Harry or Jacoby Myers. The young guys are what they are.
You wish you still had Josh Gordon?
Yeah. I do. Do you?
Kind of do now, yeah.
Reason for why they cut him. We still have
idea. Still waiting that thing.
Still waiting
drop,
to hear
right?
that.
Like, something's dropping on that one, right? That's why he got out before.
Oh, like, you know, there had to be a story. Something had to have happened. Well, here we are.
That just didn't work out.
All this time later, what went south so quickly with Josh Gordon?
Well, then you make
put him on the IR, Beetle. He was hurt.
Yeah, no, but I mean, what?
Dummy.
I mean, he was the fact that he signed
20,
with another team.
22 miles per hour on a treadmill.
The fact that he signed with another team shortly thereafter. Don't let that throw you off the scent. I mean, the trail is there for you to follow.
You had to wait to release him after that Wednesday because then he's got to clear the waivers, right? Anybody's
right.
Going to pick him up.
Do we even know that Sanu can be as good as Brandon LaFell?
Oh. LaFell's pretty good.
What's wrong with LaFell?
Do we know that Sanu can be that good? I haven't even seen that from him yet.
I haven't seen him get 10 yards upfield or more and attempt to catch a ball.
I mean, you take $6.5 million contract next year. You want to sign? You want to just go along with that, pick it up next year like nothing?
Yes, absolutely. Full year
for
in.
For what you've seen of Sanu?
Full off season?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to base...
Considering what guys get paid
I'm
now?
I'm not basing Mohamed Sanu based on the last couple of games. The guy's got a much larger...
Based on his whole career.
Yeah, on his whole career, yes. Yes.
What do we know about the guy? Do we know he's tough? Do we know he can battle through things? Do we know he's good in cold weather? Do we know he can perform in December? January?
No, we don't know those things. You're right. We don't know those things. I would have to go look at his cold weather games to know if he's...
It's got
to
be hope,
...produced
right?
in those games or not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you roll the dice a little bit. Like, roll the dice bringing a guy like Gordon in. You roll the dice bringing a guy like AB in. Yeah, it's hope. It's part of it.
Oh, no. You can't compare him to... On the field, you can't compare him to Antonio Brown.
Who did? Did you just compare him
You just said that. You roll the dice with him, you roll the dice
no,
with him.
No, but you bring in other things, is what I'm saying. There's a roll of the dice. There's a risk, and you saw that risk.
You want to talk about the Antonio Brown thing?
Yeah.
I know you want to get to
it. Was going to be front... A little more front and center until his little reaction.
Until his post this morning. Not his post, his reposting of a fan.
Well, that's not his fault.
Sending him words of encouragement.
I've done this on Twitter. I mean, it's not my post.
Right.
Posted, retweeted
it. You will add it to your story.
Right. How do you add to your story?
I don't know.
I don't even have a story.
I don't know how to do
that. Do you have a story?
That. I don't know. Beetle probably knows how to do it.
We probably have stories. I don't even know how
Let's
to
do add a story, yeah.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yeah.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Antonio Brown has deleted his post, his story on Instagram. That's too bad.
Oh, so smart.
He's such an thoughtful guy, I would say. You know? Just approaches everything with the utmost.
It's a good lesson for my kids. Like, when you go nuts, respect, just take it.
Professionalism.
Put it in print, get it out there, and then just take it back after it. Apologize for it.
The internet is forever, always guys. And the post today from Antonio Brown was him reposting someone else.
Right.
Gillette Nation on Instagram. It appears.
That's like same as Patriot Station to me.
How are the chips? Are they good?
Very good.
Nice. Gillette Nation said, I'm starting to question if Robert Kraft wants to win. This is a business. You have rumors of your Hall of Fame quarterback wanting to leave, as well as already losing your all-pro tight end. Yep. I would assume that you would want to improve your offensive threats, which are obviously lacking. Tom and Josh have nothing to work with. Swallow your pride, RKK. And then this part, so the next sentence says, a report came out that you had fingers during the spa. Just let us sign AB, and you can win another Super Bowl. If not, I'm not sure this is a Super Bowl winning roster.
He knows. He's won so many. I mean, he is the expert on winning.
I mean, Robert Kraft does have 6 Super Bowl trophies sitting in his office. I would say he's got a good understanding of what it takes to win a Super Bowl. I mean, he's not the coach
or player. I think he likes double-digit wins and seeds and first-round buys and easier trip to the big one. Well, what would he know, right?
So this is just a fan that's
really
posting this on Instagram.
Last 5.
It's one thing for a fan to post that on Instagram. It's another for the guy who's begging to come back to New England. That's Antonio Brown. Last night on Twitter. Begging. More on that in a minute. Antonio Brown takes this, screen grabs it, and then sends it out in his Instagram story. Like, look at this, guys. Isn't he right? He endorses that statement. He has since taken that down. Probably because someone, like his agent, saw it and said, what the hell are you doing?
Or somebody around him with a half a brain.
Here's a question I have. Do you think that his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, is trying to get him back to New England?
I think he would, yeah.
And I asked that question because if he wasn't, would the agent tell Antonio Brown or let's put it this way. If the agent wasn't doing that, wouldn't he say to Antonio Brown, like, hey, AB, cut it out because I'm trying to get you a job somewhere.
He knows
and it may not be New England, and it's going to look bad if you end up somewhere else and you were begging to go back to New England the entire time.
And he knows whatever other place he's going to put him in that he could potentially burn that place down because that doesn't have a stable maybe environment like this place does.
So he tweeted out last night during the game, retweet to put AB in this game. It's only one AB. And then he sent out a video to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
It's a good song.
A video of him catching a touchdown pass from Tom Brady.
It's a good song.
And then some other Patriot-like highlights from previous wins over the years, including a Rob Gronkowski touchdown catch with a Christmas tree. Like, you know, all he wants for Christmas is the Patriots and Tom Brady. That's right. He's begging to get back in. And my thought is, his agent must be trying to get him back in. Because the agent would be smart to tell him to knock it off if that wasn't the case. If he's just out there trying to talk to as many teams as possible about the possibility of Antonio Brown being cleared at some point, if they think that's the way it's going to go, and he's going to want to work again in the league.
Yeah,
and if all this Patriot stuff is out there...
Keep pissing Bill off more and more. Like, you push him and push him. And like, Bill will ignore it to a certain point, but then it becomes, okay, now you're really becoming a problem. And I'm going to make it a problem for your agent.
Can I give you a logical thing that might have happened?
Sure.
What? He didn't read the whole thing because it was a long post.
Oh, God.
He started reading it. It was going down a road, and he just hit repost.
I've done that before.
I almost can guarantee. I'm not an Antonio Brown guy, and I don't want him back. But and I'm not calling it like I'm not trying to make an excuse for him. But knowing that guy and the way he, like, He
he's
like
scrolling,
serial
he's scrolling
tweets,
just,
and serial
yeah.
Instagrams, and he just like goes. Like he's tweeted, he's put on his story every other one. We want you back to the Patriots. We want you back. All of them, and he left all of them up, and he took that one down because I'm gonna guess he probably didn't read it all the way through.
Pay her off and get rid of the phone
because that part is pretty low down in the post, right?
Yeah, it is. It's at the end.
Oh boy.
But it just speaks to the recklessness and carelessness of the player.
Well, yeah,
that's all it does. It's more
the
same.
Stupidity of whatever
it's
you
more
believe
the same
in.
From this guy.
Right.
It's all it is. More of the same. You think there's any shot?
No.
I think there is.
Like I'm really under the belief now that if they or somebody picks him up, like he goes on a league's list.
I think it comes down to the league, number one. They have to come to a conclusion.
They need to have a guarantee. Like, I mean, I don't know if they go to him and say, you want in, you fix this thing with her and shatter your phone.
I don't. Again, this comes down to the league, and if they give them the all clear, that's on the league, and that's the league office. Let me give you a scenario. Patriots get beat at home next weekend the same way they got beat last night in Houston. Do you think there will be growing desperation with this team and with this offense? Back-to-back losses against two legit AFC playoff teams?
Depends on how they lose.
Sure. That's why I say, as they lost last night, struggling on offense.
Make 18 for 47 again?
Yeah.
In a shootout with that guy, and that guy's lighting you up with everybody else that's running around. And the big one is, I mean, it's Tyreek Hill, right? Like, you let the league handle that. You know, why couldn't we do that? He's playing for them. What if he catches three touchdowns?
I think it's an impossibility. And I think that if the losing were to continue, I think that they might get desperate enough to do it.
Yeah, and I think
I don't think they're there yet.
You go
I don't think they're there now.
That obvious separation of speed to where, wow, look how they get open. Jesus.
You know how we do this to Zoe when he says something and you kind of look sideways? That's kind of how I'm reacting to what you're saying this right now. What do you know?
I don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
What do I know?
But you know where it's heading, and it's under to what?
Pre-game, post-game. You're around a lot of football people yesterday.
Nah, the quarterback said. I think we need to have realistic expectations.
Wait a minute. Who was I around yesterday? Who
were Jim Murray?
Big Jim? Gasper?
Paulie? The lover of bad football?
Who was I around yesterday? You? Jim Lauf?
Murray was on postgame, right?
Yeah.
Because he was like tweeting, hey, good, this thing's over. I could go to bed now. I'm like, wait, weren't you on postgame?
No, I think he said he wanted to go to bed.
Oh, okay.
AB's got a new tweet. What's the new tweet?
It's a weird.
19 minutes ago?
Yeah.
What's weird, Jim?
My life.
This tweet.
really a miracle.
Oh, maybe it's the one before that then.
Oh.
Going to be telling my story in these songs, all truth, dot, 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 dot. I had the biggest police chase at FIU University campus. Mario Cristobal was the coach. Ask him. Or me getting shot in the ear, in the left, in Liberty City, pink and gray projects. Then I walk on to CMU, 2020, taxi cab emoji records.
Yep.
So he's going.
That is a taxi cab, right?
That's brain issues.
So he's becoming going to become a rap artist.
Rap. Son of Michelle could rap. He had a nice release.
Oh, wait. Yeah. It's Cab Records Incorporated.
Cabot.
See the tweet before that? It's a video.
Cab Records. Okay. That makes sense.
Cab Records.
Love Cab Records.
And it looks now like, it makes sense.
It looks like a tattoo, but it's not. It's like a drawing. Looks like it could be tattooed.
Chardonnay Records.
It has a tattoo. He tagged Sean Kingston in it. So is he collaborating with Sean Kingston? Those two going to get together and make a record?
I like Sean Kingston.
Antonio Brown and Sean Kingston?
Say, when Jamaica, we say, hey, man.
He says, pre-listening, vibes coming Friday. Stay 2020 Cab Records, AB, and SK.
Business is booming.
Sean Kingston.
Business is booming.
Yeah. But is 20 minutes ago, my life really a miracle?
What time did you drop that on Friday? Like 9
I don't know.
Like maybe 5 p.m.? I don't know.
4 hours ago, level up another notch now.
Level what?
Level up another notch
now. Oh, level up.
Yeah, baby.
Right. He working out?
I don't think they are there yet. I don't think there's any shot it happens right now, but I could see it happening. If they get desperate, I could see it happening anyway, right?
Now, something else to consider, just in terms of like what this could all mean. On Saturday, he tweeted, if her mama smoked Newports, do not trust her.
Right. I agree with that.
Sound advice.
What if it's Camel? Like, what if she smokes Camels? Unfiltered. You trust that?
So what would he prefer that her mama smoke? Cools? Like what are we talking about here?
Caprice.
Crack.
What?
Who knows? I mean, here's the scary thing. I think fans would welcome him back. I do. I think fans will go nuts.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Jay Young. Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl. That's why it'll never work. You got me in denial. In denial. When
what
you
is
say
this?
It's
a suicidal.
Over than all these beautiful
works better in denial.
Girls.
Yeah, suicidal song.
For Pats fans, it works better.
Did you do that?
Yeah, I just mixed it up quick.
It's like the radio Disney kid bops or whatever they call that. Or they change the lyrics to be more appropriate for kids.
It's one hit wonder, right?
So. Here's what's changed. I'll tell you what's changed. I think the public perception of Antonio Brown is changing enough. Or if they're worried about PR versus just not being disgusted as a human being in the behavior of Antonio Brown, you know, like rational adults would be disgusted by his behavior.
From a right to work, people are like starting to feel bad for him.
Oh, which, please.
I know that.
I know. I heard Rich on Toucher and Rich this morning
saying
like, oh, the league is screwing Antonio Brown. Like, they're hosing him right now. They're holding things up.
He's crapped all over the league.
What a load of garbage that is.
Guy's made a ton of money. He shot his way out of places.
Antonio Brown was asked to cooperate with the league back in September, and he waited over 2 months before he called them back and set up the meeting. Maybe this investigation is long over, and Antonio Brown, as soon as it happened, said, yep, I'll come down to New York tomorrow and talk to you and tell you my story. But no, what took 10 weeks for Antonio Brown to get his act together to get to New York and talk to the league? That's not in the league. The league wanted to talk to him right away. I can't. Nope. He avoided them for a couple of months. So if anyone's upset that we're in week 13 or now going into week 14 and the investigation's not over, well, take off a couple of months, at least 8 or 9 weeks, that were your fault and nobody else's. Like, please, spare us with that stupidity. Like,
child,
come
please.
On. Please. He avoided the league. for a long time.
This speaks to the bigger issue, too, where it's like, even if he were to be forgiven, you know, for what he said and, you know, everything could be patched up.
Are you really forgiven, though? Like, I don't think Robert forgets that.
No.
He crossed lines.
I'm saying even if you get to that point where you can do it, you're still talking about a guy. I'm not going to put any labels on there because it's a sensitive and it's a serious issue. But let's leave it at unstable. He's not fit to work.
Let's do this. Let's assume that he has been wrongly accused. Let's assume that he has been wrongly accused of sexual assault and or rape.
Yes.
Okay?
Number one.
That it's all bull crap. It's all made up.
Number one.
That's fake, made up, like many of you want it to be, and it goes away.
Yep.
He's still a team wrecker. He's still a bad guy on your team as a football player.
Oh, I thought you were
lacking the football character of guys that contribute to winning teams and put the team first. He was a pain in the ass in Pittsburgh, and he shot his way out of Oakland. Like, that still applies.
Why would the quarterback take him in his own house then if he's a man of that type of character?
Because he's desperate. That's why.
I don't know. Maybe Tom Brady. Yeah. Who knows? You know, candidate for sainthood. Or he thinks he's got, like, you know.
I can fix him.
Yeah, he's got some crazy Dianetic type of, you know, miracle cure. I don't know, right? Or maybe he's just a good guy. Or maybe he's desperate. But, Beetle, you start down that path. He's like, let's say all the allegations against him, false. That's number one. Boom. Now, let's go number two. He won't be put on the commissioner's exempt list. Okay, good. Now, number three. Does he really patch things up with the owner here? Good. All right. On to number four. You have to get over all these hurdles, and at the end of it, you're still left with
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, who is not fit for any type of job. And yeah, this isn't a 9-to-5 job. In some ways, it's worse. It's more of a structured atmosphere, right?
There's not one.
You gotta
player.
You don't have to be in on time. You got to be in early. You know, you don't have to just be accountable. You have to be accountable for yourself and other people. You have to say the right things, do the right things, be in the right place. And I don't think he's equipped for whatever reason. And I don't want to put any labels on him because I don't know.
There's that
but
one.
He's as, and it goes, it happens all the time with really supremely talented people. There's something else going on with that person. And you have to. You know, you can get away with it as a musician if you're self-employed.
Not every guy's perfect. Like, not every guy's perfect. There's no guy that's really, you know, a saint. I mean, I don't know, Matthew Slater, you know, McCourty. But there's not one man on that 53-man roster that when I go to bed at night, I'm like, oh, crap, what can potentially happen by the time I have to go to work tomorrow where I got to hurry up, grab my phone and say, did something happen overnight with this guy? You have that with Brown, though.
Yep.
Like, you know, oh, man, something could come down, and something could come down right now. And that's the uneasiness of it, the extreme uneasiness of it. But he could, okay, you could be invested again. Here we go. When an entire three-day game plan implemented, and then you got to pull the plug on it because he went off his rocker again. Wow.
What a position to be in. What a position.
Yeah, you want to do that dance again? You want to do that dance again? Yeah. Ooh.
I don't know. I know I don't. I know I don't want the team to go down that road, but I know many of you do. And I just think that if things get worse before they get better, they could get desperate enough to find a way to clear all those hurdles, Artie, and convince themselves that they must do this. That's what I think. Sounds of Sunday.
They know enough to let's keep the sick people quarantined and make sure you stay away so you don't infect the team. But you could go back to bringing that guy in to infect your entire team again. Like, you're weeding out the bad guys. You got those guys gone. I don't know. I mean, do they need him? I think they need him, but I don't see him doing it.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub presents Zolak and Bertrand's Sounds of Sunday.
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good evening and welcome to NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas.
Just hear those voices of players and coaches and announcers too. Zolak and Bertrand are playing the sounds of Sunday for you. Outside you hear the dames and kids all call your name. Daddy, you can tell them all pipe down. It's time for Sounds of Sunday.
Tell you what,
Sosie fit in perfectly with that, didn't he?
Hello and a pleasant good evening to you all, ladies and gentlemen, and all the ships at sea.
Snowed last night, right? Yeah. Damn right it's white. Old white guy, angry guys. Jesus. The Joneses. The Murphys. It's thousand. Better be white.
Cut to Jim Loth with the save as we get into Sounds of Sunday. John Gruden. Talking about the Raiders' interception that was overturned after replay. What are you laughing at,
Bill? I already have heard this.
Oh, I haven't heard this yet.
I have not. I've heard nothing.
Okay. Listen.
The interception didn't help. It's not the reason, the only reason why we lost the game. We had an interception that we felt we did intercept that was turned over by the Wizard of Oz or somebody. I don't know what happened on that, but that was a big play in the game, no doubt.
Yeah, Alberto Riveron.
He called Al Riveron the Wizard of Oz. Man behind the curtain.
So the Wizard of Oz is on every Thanksgiving, I guess.
Yes, every year. Yeah.
I had never seen the last half an hour of it. Once they get to Emerald City, I don't think I'd ever seen any of it after that.
You've never seen the Wizard of Oz to completion?
I've never seen it.
Until
how un-American of you.
Until
I've never
this
seen
year.
It. I've never seen the Wizard of Oz.
But what?
Look at me right now. Look at me right now. Don't ever watch it.
Why?
Because that movie sucks.
It scared the hell out of me.
It does not suck.
I didn't like the look of the lion and... Yeah, just the whole thing and
follow the yellow brick road, the yellow brick road, the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road.
Yes, that's
like,
one of the
songs. It creeped me out when I was a kid. But I've like heard excerpts of it and I understand the story and all the meaning and the wicked witch. It creeped me, it scared
me. You guys.
I'm good.
Unreal.
I'm good. I don't need to see that. Supposedly I don't need to see this new thing called The Irishman.
Oh,
that's out.
There's a couple of bad reviews. There's a couple of problems with it.
It's crushing it on Rotten Tomatoes. It's doing very well. Both user reviews, I saw it.
Yeah. It kept me engaged and it held my attention for 3.5 hours.
We'll get to it in the 1 o'clock hour.
All right, good. Let's move on. Titans Radio. This is a few weeks ago when Tennessee blocked a field goal. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Set. Block!
How could we forget that?
Well, they blocked another one yesterday. So did we really hear what we thought we heard?
Block.
Block.
Ah. Block. Ah.
That's what he's saying.
Set. Block.
He's saying block.
That was not yesterday.
No, that was a few weeks ago.
Okay, let's hear yesterday.
Okay, here this is yesterday's now. Here we go.
Vinatieri, 46-yard field goal, left hash for the lead. Snap. Set. Kick. Block. Ty Smith has it. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Titans. Ty Smith to the house. It's the first time since 2001 when Big Ford, Henry Ford, blocked it in Detroit. And Donald Mitchell scooped it up and took it to the house. That was 293 games ago. Oh, my.
How did that guy know that off the top of his head?
He's pretty good.
That is remarkable.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's steady.
Holy crap. He did not have the extra oomph on.
Block!
Well, listen to this one.
Snap. Set. Kick. Block!
Okay. Block. Blocked.
Again, just in comparison.
Snap. Set. Block!
Quah! He saw a bear. Quah!
All right, let's move to Dolphins Radio here. The punter threw a touchdown pass to the kicker. Have you ever heard of such hijinks?
The Dolphins have players spread all over the field. Five to the left, four to the right. They run it. They throw a touchdown. Unbelievable. It was Sanders.
Bad Hawk.
Bad Hawk threw it. I've never seen that before.
Okay, now that was a crazy play, but you got
it. Stupid song.
We've seen that play now a number of times.
Sure,
you have to do a better job of describing what just happened.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
They're just spread all over the place, and he got it. What? Well, what happened? Ravens radio. Game-winning field goal for Baltimore yesterday.
Justin Tucker for the winner from 49 yards. Snap is good. Kick on the way. It is long enough. And the kick is good. The time has come off the clock. The Hayes in the barn. And the Ravens take down the 49ers. And this house is on fire.
I heard that one last night pregame. So
Hayes on fire, huh? Hayes in the barn.
Hayes in the barn. Hayes in
the barn. Time has come off the clock. The Hayes in the barn.
Is that a little Merle Reese in him?
A little bit. Philly, yeah. Merle Reese, Philly, touchdown.
That means you're all done for the day? Hayes
that
in the barn?
Yeah.
If you put the hay in the barn.
Never mind.
All right.
It does. I thought it usually means, though, like you're... When you say the hay is in the barn, means like the prep work is done. Like you're ready for the game.
Like the fat lady. Yeah, hay in the barn. Like you've done everything you can to get ready.
Yeah. So I don't know that it's, you know, the
he messed
the fat
up.
Lady singing.
The fat lady.
I don't know if it's the same thing.
Pre-race training is done. That is from the...
Start the bus.
That is, it is a horse racing term.
Is that right? Okay, maybe, so the prep work
is
done.
Horse guy.
Like you've done all your work to be ready for the game or race or whatever it might be.
Yeah, so it doesn't really fit.
Maybe like hay is in the barn should be like what you're saying at the start of the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Maybe he likes the horse.
The week is over. The hay is in the barn and we're ready for the game.
Yes. But then you got to come out of the barn.
You got to run out of that barn fast.
What if it snows and then you can't get the hay?
You got to gallop out of that barn.
Horse got to eat inside.
All right. Now, you didn't get a chance to see the intro.
To
NBC's intro to the game last night.
No, nope. I was trying to stay on the road. I was trying to not veer off the road into a snowbank.
I did not see it.
At that point. I didn't see any of the first quarter.
All right, well, two of Zoe's
or more
favorite things in life were featured in the introduction last night. Do you know what this is, Zoe?
Steak and...
No.
Flow Rider.
I'm Julian Edelman.
Oh, razzle dazzle, baby!
This is Movie Time.
What do you think makes a good ball player?
You don't know? Movie time, preview show, blah, blah, blah. We get it.
Bring your popcorn for this matchup. Deshaun Watson putting on a show.
Brady throws it to Edelman, comes back to make the catch.
Tom Brady, you see, was going to have to convince the world what he was capable of.
Oh, baby! 14-point underdog. Wow!
Imagine if... I don't want Bob to get sick. Ever. Like, don't want Bob get sick. But they say, hey, give me a top five you want to work with. Number one, Morgan Freeman. I'd like to welcome you in a pleasant good evening here inside Shawshank Stadium. Andy is getting the start at quarterback. They've pulled the big goat. Andy's tall enough to look over everybody because he's that tall drink of water. Third round draft pick. Have my eyes set on him. Thought he would have caved by now. It's good to see you here, Zoe.
Like, wow, it's great, man, doing this game with you. I've been looking forward to this so long.
I know it. Yeah, let's throw it down to the old
guy. How about
guy
just an actual
down
play
on
call.
The sideline with the bird in his shirt? The
bird in his shirt.
What's it called? The librarian.
Who?
The librarian.
Brooks.
The library.
Brooks.
Oh,
I throw it down to Brooks on the sideline.
So now you got a sideline.
I'm like,
reporter.
Wait, you have a sideline reporter now?
Oh, yeah.
That I've never met?
We'll fit Brooks in. Hell yeah.
How about if he was just calling a play, though? Like, call the actual play.
Yeah, Brady's lined up. Oh, wait. Andy's lined up in the shotgun.
No, do it as Brady, like the Patriots.
A direct snap to Andy.
No, wait a minute.
Can't do it. No. Patriots players.
Oh. Trips right to the... Wait. Trips bunch to the right, Brady in the shotgun, James White offset to his left. Dorsett, the lone receiver, split to the left. Direct snap to Brady. Brady's back.
Bit more.
Bit more, yeah. How's it finish? How's the play finish?
Doesn't matter. We're in.
We're rolling.
Now that you mention it, Brady has a little bit of Andy Dufresne in him. When Dufresne takes the shirt
the
off
hair.
At the end,
it's the hair.
Has that, it's like the same body type that Brady had in his combine photo. You know? It's not quite
It was the sisters.
He wasn't leaning then like he is now.
Who just like Andy Dufresne.
Thin,
by no means overweight in any way, but not exactly rough.
Who won a team that played the sisters like in the game?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow.
Patriots Radio.
Andy can only get hit so much and pushed around inside that pocket.
Now, this is...
He took it and he cleaned those uniforms after the game, and they were shiny and clean. He worked in the laundry for 3 years.
Was there a word of the day in the pregame show, Beetle? Kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse? You hear the word of the day? All scream right, real loud!
Let's hear it. What's your issue with Houston?
It's all right.
It's big.
It's a lot of sprawl.
It's sprawl.
They have, like, no zoning standards, okay. Everything's
drainage,
next to everything.
Big problem down there. Do you know that?
I know. Well,
they just
obviously.
Keep paving everything. You'd think they'd learn after that massive flood a couple of years ago. But
it's unfortunate. You know,
they just keep laying down the asphalt, my friend.
Too much sprawl for me. I'd rather be in Austin.
But it's... Okay, you say sprawl.
I thought you said Boston. Yeah.
Better than Phoenix, though.
Phoenix did a really good job. Super Bowl 49, they did a really good job the second time around. Super Bowl 42, they didn't do a very good job.
I'm just talking about the sprawl. I'm just talking about how spread out things are.
I think Houston's worse.
This is the kind of content they pay us the big bucks for, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
This is
why we preempted the Celtics game.
Ah, Sean Grady must be so pissed right now if he's listening to this.
I didn't think he said anything.
He's heated.
Some good sprawl talk.
Good urban sprawl talk right there.
Yeah.
I agree with him. Hell of a conversation.
Grandy did throw a little tiny bit of shade your way when he said, don't worry, Patriots fans.
Do we have it?
Not right here. Oh. But he did say, you'll get your full three-hour pregame show.
That's Grandy pissed?
He seemed it.
He wasn't not pissed. Finally.
10 days.
Finally in our Sounds of Sunday, Bob Soucy. Give a little plug to the post-game show.
Stay tuned for the Shaw's Patriots post-game show. Shaw's your tailgate headquarters with 130 store locations throughout New England.
Yeah.
And the official supermarket of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Bertrand made his way back, thankfully, from Howl at the Moon to the Dorchester Studios, driving in the snowy conditions. Jeremy Connolly is there to man the controls. Jim Murray and Greg Bedard will check in as well. The Patriots down 21-3.
No love for Louth there.
No.
Hey, Jim, thanks for doing what you do.
No love for Louth or the intern. Everyone got named except those two.
Connelly.
You can hear the concern in his voice with the weather.
Well, Zoe was like, what's the weather? I sent him some pictures and video of the weather.
I gave the plow guy a shout out for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
I did. They're out there plowing and trying to get them kids to school, man.
Jim almost couldn't make it up the hills on Route 1. It wasn't plowed.
I used the entire width of that road.
Jimmy to get a running start, he said.
God. Like, let's make like a roller coaster. Gotta get to the top.
I had my car brushed off for me when I got out there last night.
Did you?
They do that in lots.
I did. Well, normally in the player lot, which we're right next to, but apparently they finished off the players' cars, started taking care of some of the staff.
Very nice of them. Very kind. Classy joint.
All right, that's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.